Mark 16:16.
Amen.
I want us to hear what the word says.
Let us pay attention to every word. So let us read Mark 16:16.
Mark 16:16.
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Heavenly Father, may you bless the reading of your word. In your word we find life. Lord, impart that life on us this morning as we hear these words. Every one of us, including the preacher, Lord, may we receive the blessing that comes from reading, hearing your word. Grant it, Lord, that no one in this place shall go back home the same, but bless everyone from the oldest to the youngest. In the name of Jesus we pray with thanks in our hearts. Amen. You may be seated, saints. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. How many wants to be saved in here? Okay, thank you. According to this scripture, how many things are you supposed to do for you to be saved? Two, right? Number one, believing. Number two, very good.
Baptism.
To be baptized.
Baptizica.
Now, we all want to be saved. The question is, to be saved from what? Because human beings want to be saved from trouble. You know why someone wakes up in the morning to go for work? They want to save themselves from problems. Problem of hunger. Because if you don't work, you won't have what to eat. So when someone doesn't have a work to do, they start looking for a job. Why? They want to be saved from a problem of hunger. The rains have started. People are getting holes. They begin to dig the ground. Why are they doing that? They want to be saved. Saved from what? From hunger. Is that correct? Even a thief, at night he moves out of his house to go and steal. Why does he steal? He wants to serve himself from a problem of lacking. People do different things to serve themselves. But you see, my brothers and sisters, I can work and I'll be paid money, but money will finish. So again, I want to work again. When I work, maybe with time, I can build a house, I can buy a bicycle, I'll grow to be an old man. But you know what? I start getting worried now. When I die, where will I go? If you don't have a job, problems come. If you get a job, you are saved from unemployment. You'll be happy. I now have a job. You've been saved from unemployment. When you have malaria, you go to the hospital. You are shivering. Why? You want to be saved from malaria. And then the doctor will write a prescription. Drink Coartem. Well, you drink Coartem, you are saved from malaria. So in this world, there is a savior. If you don't have food, what's your savior? A job. If you are sick, what's your savior? Medicine. If you are ignorant, what is your savior? Read, go to school. But all these saviors, it comes a time when they fail. Is that correct? Because although there is medicine, one day, no matter how much medicine I take, I'll still die. So the medicine of a savior will fail. Job. Oh, I don't have a job. Then I start working. I get happy. Because I earn something. And I can help myself. But now you start growing old. When you are 60 years, 70 years. When you go to a company. And say, I'm 70 years old. I'm looking for a job. Will they give you the job? They'll say you are too old. Even when the government advertises in the newspaper, they say, we only want those who are up to this age.
This means that when we are at a certain age,
vamatikana kuti mwakalamba stinga kungeneseni nchito.
Say you are old, we can't give you the job.
So the savior of the job,
nchito,
there comes a time he says, no, you are too old. Is that a good savior? That savior only saves you when you have energy. When he sees you are useless now, he says, sorry, I can't employ you. So a job, medicine, will only save you for a period of time. Is that true? Hello? There are those who are not married. Maybe it's a girl. And she thinks, oh, if I can get married, I'll be happy. Then one day she finds a savior, a husband. And the husband begins to keep her. She gets happy. But the time comes when that husband won't be there to save her. When the husband dies, the savior has died. Or when that bad husband begins to beat her up, and when he buys something, he feels like he owns her. Stop what you are doing. Is that a good savior?
What we know.
Hello? No. But our souls inside us, they are crying out for a true savior. Everyone said true savior. Everyone said true savior.
True savior.
Tikambe nafuti.
True savior.
Mpulumusi wazoona. Kodi mpulumusi wazoona ni njito?
Is the work our true savior.
Kodi mpulumusi wazoona kapena ni husband.
Yanga kale mamuna mwina the true savior.
Kodi mpulumusi wazoona ni mangwala ya mine titenga ku hospital.
Is our true savior medicine which we get from the hospital?
Awa wonsa mpulumusi ima kwa nantawi ya kuti wakangi wa kutipulumusa.
They fail to save us.
Lelo nikadwara malaria nizamwa
sick of malaria today,
nizamwa mankwala.
I'll drink medication.
Kwa mantawi izafika kuti
but time will come when
tupi izapwete kedua palibe mankwala yaza tandiza.
God will be in pain and there won't be any medication.
So mankwala sianga nkale mpulumusi wa kutinozoona.
So medicine can't be your true savior.
But here the word of God tells us there is something which can save us. Not just today, not just tomorrow, not just when we are young, but even when we are old, it will still save us. Would you want such a savior? He saves you when you are sick. When you are young, when you are old, he is still a savior. That's the savior I want. A savior who will keep me always. He will always be with me. But here's the greatest news. Even after you have died, he will still hold your hand to protect you, to save you. That's the savior we need. So now the word of God says, it gives us a way how that savior can come to us. It says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Very simple.
For me to find a job, the company say for you to work,
ufanika ulina grade 12 certificate.
You need to have a grade 12 certificate.
Ufanika ulina paper la yaku college.
You need a paper qualification from the college.
Wazaku uzazofanika kutu upulumusiwe.
They will tell you what you need to have for you to be saved.
So, ngatulipe grade 12.
If you don't have a grade 12,
ngatulipe zaku college.
If you don't have from the college the paper,
mpulumusiwa nchitu wazakamba uti
of work will say, I can't save you because you don't have the paper.
Right?
Amen.
But what about this savior? Now, for you to enter a job, you need to go for school 12 years.
You have to go to school for 12 years.
You need to study. You need to read. After that, you go in college. You go in university. You study for 3-4 years again. And then you graduate. And even after that, when you see a job advert, they want to see if really you know the work. But look at this savior. He only mentions two things for you to be saved. What are the two things? You need a grade 12 ndezo mwezalembewa paja uyu mpulumusu wamene taverenga.
This savior whom we have read of
asiana na zinchito za paziko,
different from the works of the world.
Makampani hapa ziko azakamba kuti grade 12 iri kuti
the world companies were asking for a grade 12 certificate.
Degree ya university ni kuti.
They're asking for a degree from the university.
Manja uyu mpulumusi akamba chape afuna chape zintu ziwiri eve.
He only wants two things from you.
What things?
Ni vintu gani zibili za mimi afuna uyu.
Kodi akamba grade 12.
Uyu mpulumusi akamba
kodi akamba degree ya college.
He's talk about the degree from the college.
Oh kapena tufanika nice isn't, nice isn't.
Are there any other?
Akamba zintu zivili chape.
Two things.
Akuti uja amena akulupirira.
Who believes?
Ndiku batiziwa.
And gets baptized.
Ndizampuru Musa.
Yes.
I love this Savior.
Uyu mpuru Musa nimkonda.
Sana kambe kuti ufanika una 30 years old.
He didn't say you need to be 30 years old.
Says if you believe
that you are believer
and you are baptized.
Because we are baptized.
So we need to ask ourselves.
Tivune katizi tufunse.
What exactly is to believe?
So kukulupirira njia ndipoti.
Because we want this salvation.
Tifuna chipulumuso ichi.
Not salvation from unemployment. Not salvation from sickness.
Tifuna chipulumuso kala woso wanchito lo kumatenda.
Salvation for your soul. And it will give you joy in this world and in the world to come. But a job, you can look for a job. You say, I don't have peace. I need to start working. You start looking for a peace worker. If you find that job, you find that you still don't have joy. Why? A job cannot give you peace. True peace and joy comes from our Savior. So now, what is to believe? Because every person will say, I believed. So if we all want to be saved, and Jesus says, he that believes, I'll serve him. We need to know what is to believe. What is to believe? I'll tell you a story. There is a man. He was admiring to be a doctor. So, hey, it's so hot in here, right? This man was desiring to be a doctor. So he saw doctors with white lab coats. So one day he woke up. He bought himself a white coat. And went to Levi Mwanawasa. Found himself an office. People didn't know what was going on. Patients started coming. And when you look at him, he looked like a doctor. He even bought glasses to wear, because they say a lot of doctors wear glasses. And patients started going there. And he looks at them. He took the stethoscope. And he did the work of a doctor. He puts that thing on the patient. And he's behaving like a doctor.
He's okay.
He tells the patient, how are you feeling? I feel like I'm shivering. The patient says, okay.
Okay,
go buy Coartem. And a queue formed, a lot of people. So there is a doctor in there. He's a doctor. And then when the authorities found out,
a
real doctor was checking around in the offices. When that doctor knows that someone is coming, he runs out of the office. So when the supervisor goes around and says, okay, everything is okay. And the fake doctor checks. When the real doctor comes, he takes out his lab coat. He hides in the toilet. When everyone is out, he puts on the lab coat and he's moving in the corridors like a doctor. And even the nurses would say, oh, good morning, sir. Was that person a real doctor? Hey, but he had a lab coat. A white coat. Does the white coat make him a real doctor? Difference.
I'm asking.
Uja fake doctor. Akavara chikoti cha white. Kodi ni shankara doctor. That's
the doctor who says that if he puts on a white lab coat, is he a real doctor?
Kodi ni koti tipanga udogote.
Is it a code which makes us a doctor?
Vamai ati, what's her name? My table. My zoo. Ni koti amine tipanga udogote. My lungu.
Okay.
My lungu. Ni koti awa tipanga mudu doctor. Chifukua uloi ni ningaende pasa alaura na chigula. Simame.
I can also go and buy that where they sell clothes. Isn't it?
Si chita ndauza kutingati doctor varata white nane na varata white nishinane na nkara doctor.
It doesn't mean that if the doctor is wearing something white, I'm also wearing something white, then I'm a doctor. No.
U doctor nizamene uziwa maganizo.
Being a doctor is the knowledge in your head.
Unapita kusukulu, wanakutrain.
You are going to school.
Uziwa, jito.
You know the job.
Na wantu wanakamba kuti.
Even people say this.
Ma doctors, wakulu wakulu wanakamba kuti. Uyu.
The experienced doctors say that this.
Maeso tampasa, apasa.
Even in the test he has passed, is qualified.
Tinao na mwamina kwiri na jito.
You can see how he got his job.
Nise, tavome ratonse.
We have all agreed.
Ankale dotoro.
That he should become a doctor also.
Aha, nishankala doctor.
Then it means he's a doctor.
Sukuzi pasa, but indeed a doctor.
Ungala doctor, you don't make yourself a doctor.
But listen to me, children of God. People have read this scripture. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. So,
I also want to be saved.
Nakupirira.
I also believe.
So we are saying pakuzuza weka watu wakulupirira ni wakulupirira.
You think when you tell yourself that, then you believe. You tell yourself in your mind that.
Ati mwandani wakulupirira. Takulupirira.
You said us we believe.
Ah, sumunasiane na uja fake doctor avarachape la mkot.
I'm not different from the fake doctor who was just wearing chishiko.
Avere ngatape mao bas.
Just read.
Azipa angakuti na kulupirira.
He makes himself as if he has believed. No. It doesn't work like that.
First, it is ifunse.
We need to ask ourselves. What does it mean to believe?
What is to believe? To believe in what? There are many preachers today. They pray for people. They tell people you are saved. But when the heavens look down, they say there is a fake doctor in a white coat.
That the doctor who was on.
Another fake doctor. This Sunday, there are many fake doctors giving medicine to people. They are telling people, come and get rich. Do you want blessings? Come. Anointing oil here. Buy. Fake doctors. God have mercy on us. Here Jesus says, he that believeth. You see, one day something happened. I want to show you what believing means. Because there are many people who've become baptized. In Catholic, many people are baptized. In Adventist, people are baptized. And other people just go in water. But when God looks at it, He looks at their hearts. He knows that they got baptized, but they didn't believe. What is to believe? Does it mean, oh, okay, I believe the message. I believe William Branham. Does that make you a believer? No. Oh, when someone says, I believe in the Holy Catholic, and the priest sprinkles water, is that believing? No, it's not believing. Listen to what happened to John the Baptist. Matthew chapter 3, verse 1 to 10. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Verse 5. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan,
you've heard what is written here.
Ati kwenze muntu.
There were so many people.
Ati kwenze muntu otedwa John the Baptist.
There was this man, his name was John the Baptist.
Kwenze mwamuna uyuzina kenze John the Baptist.
There was this man, his name was John the Baptist.
Anayamba kulalikira.
He started preaching.
Kuuza bantu kuti tembe nukani.
He was telling people to get saved.
Umfumu wa Mulungu uli pafupi.
The kingdom of God is near.
Bible kamba kuti liu ya Yohane inapita muminzi yosiana siana.
The Bible says the way of John the Baptist went through so many villages.
Wakuma towni wanamkonga.
The ones from the cities came.
Wakuminzi wanamkonga.
The ones from the villages came to follow him.
Wachukulile wanse ona likira wanakamba kuti zichitika ukuzipa.
All the elders people said things are happening.
Vantu osiana siana wanayamba paulendo kuti tenti kanvere utenga. Utenga wa Yohane.
The message of John the Baptist.
Kwenze muntu vantu wana.
There were so many people. The multitudes of people.
Manja Yohane.
Now, John the Baptist.
Kondi, anakondi, wanakuti, chibungu
cha kusa. Was he happy that there were so many people? Because if it's a modern preacher,
niza kondwele.
I would be very happy.
Upingo wakula.
The church has grown.
Na zikuru zikuru, wose, wapezeka.
Even the grandchildren are there. Oh, even elderly people are there.
Ma politicians now wambopezeka.
Even those politicians are there.
Ngatindine mulaliki wantawi ino niza kondwera
mani. If I'm a modern preacher like today, I'll be very happy.
Kali namba ya kula.
Because there are so many people.
Once abantu benze bwera kuti Yohane
kono baptizo. They were saying, John, you want to be baptized.
Tibatize konasi.
May you baptize us also.
Mvelani mwamena na wayankira.
Now, can you hear what he's saying?
Verse 5, then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan. And were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. Listen to verse 7. I want you to pay attention because I'll ask you a question. And I'll ask each and everyone. So listen. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, Pharisees were big people, they were reverends, bishops. He saw them coming. They were also coming wanting baptism. Was he happy? Listen to what he answers them. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath
to come?
Did you hear what he told them?
He didn't just say, welcome, welcome.
He
says, you brood of vipers. Do you think you escaped the judgment of God? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. You see, we don't just get baptized. John the Baptist is telling the people, repent first. Confess your sins. Then get baptized. Why is that? What is to believe? To believe is not just something you think about in the head. To believe is to come to a point where you realize you can't help yourself. Where you realize I'm a sinner. I have been living life on my own. I have been believing in myself. But I didn't make myself. The life which is in me belongs to God. I can't save myself. I need God to help me. When you reach that point, it means now you are surrendering yourself to the Creator. You say, Lord, save me. Help me. That's believing. Believing means turning away from your own ways. Because when we are born in this world, everything in society teaches us to live on our own. To believe in ourselves. To believe in our efforts. And so we are born, we grow up believing we are our own self. Everything revolves around what we think. When we're in trouble, we believe in our hands. But blessed is he who reaches a point of realizing there is a creator. He's the one who gave me breath. He's the one who makes me alive. And my life is in his hands. And the person believes, I can't just live on my own. I need to seek his mind. When I wake up every day, I need to ask him, help me, Lord. Guide me today. I don't want to trust my own effort. Let me know your will. In other words, you want to die to yourself. You are now saying, I want to start a new life. A new life which hears the word of God. And whether I enjoy it or not, I'll follow what he commands me to do. If he says I need to dress right, I have to dress according to what his word tells me. When a person reaches that place, it means he is believing in God. Not what his mind tells him. Not what society says. Because people make their teachings. The world believes in itself. The world says, a beautiful woman is one who puts on earrings, is one who paints the lips. And so that
is how the world says it.
But when a person comes to a place, God never made me with an earring. God wants me to cover myself properly as a woman. I don't wear short things. His word does not encourage us to do that. If I'm a man, this is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I'm not supposed to smoke. If I'm married to a woman, I'm supposed to be faithful to her only. I need to help her. I need to feed her. I need to clothe her. She needs to feel protected. That's what the word of God tells me as a husband. If I have a family, I need to take care of them. I need to take care of my wife. I need to take care of my children. So that wherever the woman is, she knows that I have a husband who thinks about me, who feeds my children. That's what the word of God says. That's a man who realizes there's a creator who made him. And he needs to follow the instruction of the creator. But the world doesn't work that way. The world makes a prostitute out of a woman. The world makes a man to be a drunkard. The world makes a man earn a salary, and instead of taking the money home, he spends it on beer. But blessed is a person who comes to that place of believing that there is God. And he doesn't just believe it in the head, but he repents and says, I want to give my life to God. So John was preaching, telling the people, repent. What is to believe? To believe is not to do something because me as a preacher have told you to do it. That's not faith. Believing starts from your heart. When you are
on your own, but that was the word that I heard.
Koma moyo wanga usinde.
My life needs to change.
Mau ya kugwira weka.
The word has entered into your heart on your own.
Baweka.
On your own.
Wagwada.
You kneel down.
Mulungu nikulukire.
Lord, forgive me.
Umoyo wamene ninkara nalema nao.
I'm tired of this life.
Nitandizeni.
You help me.
Icho chitandauza kuti wakulupirira.
That means you have believed.
Let us read Acts chapter 2, verse 37.
Majitidwe 2, 37.
Kukulupirira kuchokera kuti mtima.
Believing comes from the heart.
Kukulupirira si chitandauza kuvera uniform.
Believing doesn't mean putting on a uniform.
So, oh, nenda ku UCZ ninazara na uniform.
I go to the UCZ church and I'm putting on a uniform.
Do ndine Dokas mother bus navara blue uniform. Mulibe chipurumuso mu uniform.
There is no salvation in the
chipurumuso chiyamba pamene takulupirira mukati mwa mtima.
The salvation starts when you believe from your heart.
I think umoyo wanga.
I think my life.
I need
God to help me. That is believing. That is why here,
not to forcing everyone.
Let us not force people to come.
You have to testimony.
You have to give a testimony.
Invite.
You have to ask them.
To come.
You have to pray for that person. You have to visit that person. The power of God.
A time will come when
their eyes will be opened. Olo muri five.
Even if you are five,
chiri bueno.
It's all right.
As long as mupe mpera
mchona. As long as we are in true fellowship.
As long as tiko ngamao ya mlongo.
As long as we are following the will of God.
Mkagamba kuti alienza pezekeko, alienza pezekeko.
So let everyone be there, let everyone be there.
Mungale na viswaswa.
We will have all the trash.
One person at a time.
Mundu mozi, kantawi mozi.
Lekanamu.
Let them hear the word of God.
Atembenuke.
Let them get saved.
Murungazam
dalisa. God bless them.
Acts 2:37.
Matthew 2:37.
Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart.
Pameno namvera ivi analasiwa mumtima.
They were pricked where? In the heart.
So
when they heard the word, they were pricked in the heart.
Wanalasiwa mumtima.
That is true believing. Someone has to be pricked in the heart. Then you know that God is doing something. And saying unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? You see that? It is the people who said, what shall we do? As you are witnessing the word, you're going to find different people. Others, they just want to change from one church to another. Others will think maybe they can find a job. Others will feel like, okay, let me go there. But others, when you invite them, they'll hear and they'll say, the word has touched me. The word has touched me. I need to be baptized. That's a true believer. You understand that? Are we together? That's a true believer. It's part of your family. Do we understand what believe means? Let us go to Matthew 14.
Matthew 14.
Let's see how Peter believed. One incident which illustrates, which shows us how to believe.
Matthew 14:25.
The disciples saw Jesus walking on the water. All of them were afraid. Then Peter said to Jesus, if you are Jesus, call me. Matthew 14:25. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. Walking what? On the sea. That was the power of God. Peter looked at that. He said, Lord, if it is you, call me and I'll walk. Listen to me. There are few people who walk on the water in this world. You can't walk on the water on your own. Right? Under that water, there are sharks, crocodiles. The water itself can kill you. But Jesus was walking on top of that water. You think that's the power of man? Was that the power of man? Hello?
Yeah.
It was the power of that was the power of God. When you receive Jesus in your life, you start walking on water. Sins of the world can't touch you. Things that destroy people in the world can't destroy you. You are walking on top. It's only the power of God which can do that.
One day I heard a man say, it's not possible for a man to be without a girlfriend. It's not possible.
Everyone has a habit.
That's a person in the world. He says, Aliense, Alinakamsango. Why is he saying that? Because he knows him, he has failed.
Because
all the people he knows, they have girlfriends. But you know what makes it possible for you and me? We are walking on water.
Amen.
We are walking on water.
Amen.
We are doing what the world cannot do.
Amen.
One day I was walking in the road, and there were two women gossiping. You know whom they were gossiping? They were gossiping about the man in front of them.
This one started the church thing a long time ago. When he was young, it was just like this.
Mama the Bible. So
that's the way he carries the Bible, just like this.
This
one, the church has ended.
No.
Yeah.
Them, they tried, they failed. Because no man can do that. You know what I was doing? I was walking on the water.
Amen.
Why? It's only the power of God which can do that. Others, they wake up and say, Little Nayamba church.
Today I'm starting church.
Vokuma nasia.
Drinking, I've stopped.
Vama girlfriends nasia.
I've stopped girlfriends.
Nayamba va church.
I've started, I'm a church man today.
Sunday, Peter.
One Sunday will pass.
Next day.
Yogonga.
dear little
someone telling me, oh, things are happening, you're not supposed to celebrate.
Basi.
Because down the water.
Why?
Jam.
Only the power of God can make us walk on the water. In the water there are sharks. In the water there are all the dangerous things. But Jesus was walking peacefully. He was walking peacefully that night. He was walking. And he found the disciples in a boat. What does the boat do? It keeps you on the water. But it fails. Because these men, the Bible says there was a wind which was beating the boat, tossing the boat. And they felt like they are dying now. A boat can try to keep you on the water, but a time of winds come and it tilts and falls. You know, some people, they want to avoid drinking. They want to avoid smoking through discipline. And it is true. There are people who are good boys and girls because they come from a good home. Is that correct? And they think they are in a safe boat. The boat of morality. And there are people like that. They don't insult. They don't speak bad things. And even when they drink, they don't insult people. So they say, I don't insult. So God will serve me because I'm a good man. I tell you what?
Because that
He is in a good boat.
Ali mubwato.
And for a moment it seems he's walking on water.
Yona kamba yuenda kunoma.
But the time comes when the wind begins to rock him. When the wind strikes the boat, psychological morality can't hold you. That is why good people have committed adultery. That is why a good person steals a thing. But Jesus was walking. He was not using a boat which has been crafted and designed in a certain way to keep afloat. Because the problem with a boat, it does not think. If wind rocks it, it tilts. A boat won't say, I think let me push myself. It yields to the temptation. There's no power in a boat. It's just a man-made thing. It's there are many young people. They've been crafted, designed in a good home environment, and they've grown up with good morals. But good morals are not enough to save you. You need Jesus, who at will and surrendering to God, the water will bend. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Jesus was walking on the water.
Yes, or now we end up a magic.
Amen.
Peter was watching.
Petra and Arona.
All the disciples were afraid. Is that a ghost? How? Why? Because a human being does not walk on the water. They say, this is a ghost. Why did they say ghost? Because for you to walk on the water, you need something higher. You need a spirit. And yes, Jesus had the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
that's what made him walk on the water. Praise the Lord. When you have the Holy Ghost in you, 10,000 will commit adultery. You want. Not by your power. Not by
your strength,
but by the Spirit that lives in you. When people see you, they say,
he has a spirit. Can you keep yourself like that, sure?
Kulichina.
There is something.
Uzashanga means
you plant your maize.
Basi amen.
It grows.
Like the testimony in Chatama, right?
Umbono kwa Chatama.
All the maize, because of the drought, they collapse. But where believers planted, they prayed. Mess was still green. You know what? Do you know what people started saying?
This is meditation.
This is juju.
This
is made of chipuru.
How can mess grow in the day?
Yes,
juju from the Holy Ghost.
God hears prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The disciples said, that's a ghost. They were afraid. May people be afraid of you because of the holiness that lives in you.
Amen.
That one,
if people are doing deals at work,
they say, if that one comes,
he prays the Lord.
Yes. That's the life of a believer.
Yeah.
Where there is darkness, light should come, right? Praise the Lord. Now listen to what Peter said, when he saw Jesus walking on the water. You know, one day when I was working, lunchtime came. You know, I'd found some men talking. That's mine, not chabe chabe.
Ah, women are useless. Although that time is a bunch of nyumba.
So I'm that's mine.
Even if you help them in the house, they're very not.
These men were speaking negative.
These people were speaking bad.
In a bululu wanda in mwana, not in kazi wanda.
Me, my relative is better, not my wife.
We spoke all the bad things, you know.
And I come to boy it back.
Says this wife. They don't think. At lunchtime,
by lunch,
I was driving out.
In Namibia.
Then my friend asked me, Mr. Piri, where are you going? I said, I'm taking my wife for lunch from her workplace. She says, what? You're taking your wife for lunch? Mr. Piri. That has touched me. I think this is what he said. This is what he said. He says, I think belonging to these wrong groups, I'm getting wrong advice.
Because
Mr. Peter, what you've done has touched me. I was surprised. I didn't know that simple answer would touch someone. You see, it's the Spirit of God that lives in us. So we don't live like the world. We don't talk like the world. We don't get advice from the world.
When a worldly
person looks at us, he'll say, I want to be like you. When you have problems, you don't get angry. You help people who are even your enemies. You still help them. I have news, brethren. It's not by strength. It's not by discipline. It's by the Spirit that lives in you. So Peter saw Jesus. And he desired that. Others were afraid. But Peter said, Lord, I also want to walk. I also want to walk on the water. I think that's how we should be as believers. When other people look at us, they should say, which church do you go to? That's true evangelism. When someone wants to be the way you are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now listen to what Peter said. Verse 26, and when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Peter walked on the water. He did what?
Walked
on the water. May we be able to walk on the water. May we be able to walk on the water. But as he was walking, he's looking at Jesus, he's walking, and he started getting excited. I'm able to walk! Then he saw the wind. He saw the
wind.
Isn't me Peter walking?
He forgot that it was the power of God making him to walk. You know that there are people like that. Hey, I've been 10 years a believer. I've never stolen, I've never fornicated. I'm a believer. Never forget it's the power of God living in you. It's not yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't begin to compare yourself to say, but why is it everyone is doing the wrong things? Others even start getting afraid. I've heard that one backslid. That marriage is failing to work. So maybe even mine one day may fail. When you begin to entertain that, you are inviting doubt in your heart. You are forgetting it's God who is keeping you up. When you begin to focus on those things, you end up becoming like those people. But every minute, every second, always know it is by the grace of God that you are standing. Always thank God that He is the one holding you up. A thousand can fall at your side. Thousands at your side. But it won't come near you. Because it is the Spirit of God that is keeping you. That is what it means to believe. You believe in God, not in yourself. You surrendered your life to Him. That's why you are able to walk on the water. Why? It's not you. It's not the weight of your body. It's an invisible hand that is holding you up. That is why when Peter sank, the Bible says, when he saw the winds, he sank. And he cried out. Let's hear what he cried out. But when he saw, when he saw the wind boistering, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. No, when he sank, anambombila.
Drowning on the
sea. After upon again,
entered into the sea when he was entered.
Lord, save me! Because that was death. One step out of believing, away from believing God, is death. One step thinking you are the one doing it. One step thinking it is because I'm a careful person. One step thinking I am good, I am better. That is death. That's the beginning of your fall. He sank. When you sink, water is going to kill you. A shark is going to eat you up. You are on your own. God wants to show you. Let's see if you can do it on your own. But in that moment of despair, Peter cried out, save me! Why? Why did he sink? He did not believe
him.
But him that believes and is baptized shall be saved. When Peter now realized this is not me, he realized only that man can save me. His hands were helpless. His legs were helpless. He was sinking in the deep. He was sinking in depression. He was sinking in that terrible circumstance. But he did one good thing. He remembered Jesus could save him. Jesus
Save me.
It's not your good works. It's not your good deeds. It's not how intelligent you are. It's not your discipline. Jesus, save me.
Amen.
And Jesus reached out and put him out of the
water.
May Jesus save you today. May Jesus save you today. In that moment, Peter believed.
What is to believe?
To believe is to come to that place where you know it is not I, it's the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Now, the Bible says, him that believes and is baptized. What is to baptize? To baptize means to immerse. It means dying. Can I ask you? When a person dies, do they enter themselves in the coffin?
When a person dies, do they put themselves in the coffin? When a person is dead, do they wash on their own?
Mundo akamwalira ama zisangira mandata.
When a person is dead,
kumbango na futi pafupika.
They say, can it be deeper? It's shorter.
No. Ukamwalira palibe zemene uchita.
When you are dead, there's nothing you can do.
Everything is done for you.
Vose wakuchitira.
Now let's read the word of God. We understand what baptism means. Because some people, they sprinkle a child and they say he's baptized. Romans 6 verse 3. We are now closing. Romans 6 verse
3.
Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? When you are baptized into death. Not just death, the death of the Lord. What was the death of the Lord? Do you remember when Jesus, before he died, he taught the disciples, I lay down my life. No man ever such. Uttered such words, and he said, I'll raise it up. And then when he was dying on the cross, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. It's not me now, it's you in control. Everything I surrender to you. Jesus gave himself
over.
That was the death of the Lord. When someone says, I'm getting baptized, you are saying, I'm dying to my flesh. It's no longer me. I'm committing myself in the hands of the Lord. My life, it will be about the will of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. So when a person makes a decision that I want to live a life for Jesus, they say, I've repented my sins. Then they can be baptized in water. When they're getting baptized in water, we take them inside the water to show they are dying. Their life is dying. Their rights are dying. Their ambitions are dying. The world is dying. They are now rising up with Christ into a new life. Shall we stand?